You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
The JSE has closed its doors for another day, so it's time for the 5 o'clock shadow with Skulk Lowe, who's a portfolio manager at PSG Wealth in the Western Cape. And since we last spoke, Skulk, things have sort of started to happen, haven't they? The trend that you, and I have to take my hat off to you, you identified, I think it was probably 3 and a bit weeks ago, has become even more of a trend. So you must be thrilled.
Oh, what a beautiful, beautiful period of, we're finding ourselves in. I mean, when we look at the markets currently, it is on a massive, massive run. This is, by far the biggest month we've seen in many years. I think they mentioned when they look at the MSCI.
Yes.
MSCI, they're looking at the biggest run since 1988. And then when we look at South Africa, also one of the biggest runs we've seen in also similar time period. Just to mention 1988, that is similar the same time period. After they've seen they crash in the end of 1987,
Monday, October the 19th, 1987. So this is obviously a different situation, but it's the same thing. The market crashes and then suddenly everyone gets bearish and then the bears get squeezed and away we go. And it's different, as I said, this time. But goodness me, this is quite something we're seeing here.
It is lovely. It's a beautiful environment because we did sit here. End of March, beginning of April, and I think we were worried. I mean, we're extremely worried. We were looking at, at that stage, we were looking at a market that was down 30%. Mm-hmm. This is the fifth time we've spoken about 1987. Now, this is the fifth time since 1987 where we've dropped more than 30%, from our highs. We sort of projected and said, well, be careful because usually the markets takes about, let's call it about 24 months to get back to the levels it originally started from. I think more importantly, be careful not to sell out now because every time the market dropped more than 30%, 12 months later, you would have looked pretty silly if you sold out at those levels. Now, who would have thought, 8 months later, we're looking at positive markets. We're looking at a market that in 1 month it's done, 12-13%. Basically the local market. It is phenomenal, and I must say that the figures that's coming out is slowly but surely looking good. I mean, we saw the business confidence today. For the first time, it's gone, over the 40 mark. The last time we saw it, at the 40 levels was mid-2018. And at that stage, we were talking about, maybe the worst is over now. Maybe we can start looking at getting confidence back in South Africa, confidence back in the business side of South Africa. And little did we know, 2019 was a horrible year, and 2020 we had the pandemic. We're back at 40 levels, so there is a few things that's looking, positive. We need to mix in the negatives because we are sitting in an environment where everybody is extremely excited and happy. It seems like the end of Trump is now not against Trump, but more about certainty. Everybody was worried that this is going to have a drag on effect, and we'll most probably only see a solution or call it an answer towards who's going to be the next president by January next year. Now it seems like we're going to see it earlier, and boom, everybody's just excited. I'm excited. I think I'm cautiously optimistic. I would, however, caution we do see, the flare-ups of COVID-19 again. Other news that came out today is we're looking at, most probably, COVID-19 in the US is going to surpass, by Christmas, going to surpass their highest levels, which they've seen earlier this year. So I would just caution, everybody not to buy in the big euphoria because there is some investments on this globe of ours that is definitely not cheap. And I'm specifically referring to the US currently.
Okay, well, we don't need to worry about that too much. Let's not put a dampener on what has been a terrific period for you for the last 3 weeks, especially if you're SA-centric when it comes to your stock picking. And talking about that, I mean, just look at Lewis Group today. Results for the 6 months ended 30th of September. Share price up 18.5%. I mean, this is a thing that you couldn't give away. a couple of years ago. I mean, it's a durable goods company. It sells sofas. And look what it's doing today, 18.5%, and it's a South African-based company. So,
but it just shows you what management can do, Lindsay. I'm not invested in Lewis, so I can really give my unbiased opinion on this one.
Yes.
I mean, I know a few years, you mentioned, you know, a few years ago when nobody wanted to touch this. You know, the new management came in, and I personally got a phone call from the CEO back then and said, well, I know you guys are, you know, invest people money. I want to personally come and speak to you and tell you what we as management are planning to do with this company. You know, and if I was called, I know many other, you know, of my counterparts, colleagues in the industry, and sort of they didn't overpromise and underdeliver. They delivered. And this results actually was the epitome of delivering. Because remember, when you start off with the results, you read into the results, you say, well, for the 6-month period ended, you know, 30 September, the revenue decreased by 1.3%, or, you know, well, 2-3 billion rand. You immediately think, oh wow, you know, this is COVID. So, but then you delve a little bit deeper and you see, well, profits grown close to 14%. We look at the earnings per share, that's grown close to 10%. They actually managed to, you know, not just pay a dividend, they managed to increase their dividend, you know, by 11% to 1.33 rand. And here comes the most important part. Operating costs, excluding debt costs, were tightly managed through this period, reduced by 9.1%. So remember what we discussed. We said a few months ago that why I'm going to watch these let's call it local retailers a lot closer, and not just clothing retailers. When we're talking about fabric, furniture, you know, retailers in general, is remember we've come out of a horrible 5 years. You know, 2019 ended. I mean, the JSE in general did not manage to even outperform cash over 5 years. So it's been a horrible 5 years for the South African market.
Yes.
And we've actually said back then that, you know, most of these companies know this. So they are really managing their expenses because the income hasn't really been there. So then COVID hit and we said, I'm not that worried because a lot of these companies got fairly strong balance sheets. And I think they've put them in a position where they're fairly lean. And if we can see that the stimulus start, you know, moving its way into our local economy, we're going to see a recovery or stronger recovery. And I think Lewis, in my point of view, is one of those companies that is clearly showing the recovery in terms of, you know, a little bit of extra money, the little bit more money that the consumers got in their pockets of the, you know, lower interest rate environment. Company did, however, caution that they say they do see 2021 becoming a little bit tougher.
Okay, but anyway, the share price up 18%, but that's nothing compared to AdCorp, which off a fairly low base is up 21% on the day they came out with their results for the 6 months. Again, a South African company with a little bit of African bias as well. But 20%, it's a lot even for it is a penny stock. I mean, it's 5.38 rand on the close. That is pennies. But yeah, there's some stuff going on here. Look at the property companies. Property companies suddenly surging all over the place. An update from Growth Point and that sort of thing. I'm still not convinced about that one, but you can persuade me otherwise if you'd like to.
Yeah, Lindsay, you know what? I wrote my report, well, my final report for this year yesterday, and I was we were looking at different asset classes, and I got to the property side, and it's sort of a difficult one because, I mean, I can promise you we are seeing some signs of you know positive signs, but I think, you know, as I mentioned in my report, that the risks currently just outweighs the let's call it the growth opportunity in that sector just by far, and that's why I would caution. I think for the risk seekers out there, I do believe that the likes of we've seen it in Sun International after they've done their rights issues. You know, they've got their balance sheets in order, and, you know, looking forward, I think the let's call it most of the risks are now priced in, similar to the shares like Growth Point, similar to shares like City Lodge. So yeah, just back to AdCorp, I think, you know, listeners should just put in perspective, you know, what they've seen today. So yes, we've seen a massive run, you know, a nearly 21% run in the share price today. But year to date, that share price is still down 59%. So this is massive impairments, which they had, you know, in the previous set of results, and that eventually did not flourish. So eventually that impairments weren't needed, and today, you know, 6 months later, that is basically a 900% jump in their earnings. Yes. But remember, it's gone from such a low base, and I want to just pause there for a second. Because I do see that sort of as a bit of a theme for 2021, because we've seen, you know, most of our banks, most of our local insurance companies, you know, most of these local companies, they're let's call it the hot topic or the word, you know, firstly after COVID and after pandemic, were, you know, was impairments, and you know, when these impairments, you know, filter through the books. Looking forward 1 year, you suddenly get these type of jumps in earnings. And although they come from a low base and they're sort of artificial, they give you an artificial sense of, oh, things are fantastic. 900%, you know, raise in earnings. It is of such a low base.
Yeah.
Would I ever say that? I don't think that the run in the market or local market is over. And I'm going to just 2 minutes. I know I'm sort of hijacking your
make
show.
Make it 1 minute and 12 seconds, please.
I'm gonna actually just need, you know, 40 seconds. So I looked at the analyst forecast for you know, target prices on the all share. And when you look at the target price on the all share, and I've adjusted it for the weight of the all share, they see a target price on the all share of 26% up to yesterday. Now, people will say, there is no way that the all share will grow 26% over the next 12 months. So, firstly, I would use the saying, never say never, because I've seen markets run, you know, 26% after, you know, big declines, and I'm referring to early 2000s.
Yes.
What I do want to say is, when I looked at the exactly same analyst, and I've used Thomson Reuters, you know, consensus as forecast, when I looked at the same forecast on the MSCI All Country World Index, they forecast a decline in share prices over the next 12 months, a decline of 7.7%. Now, they are historically, most of these analysts has never really been spot on, and I would caution, I say, but I just want to show you the general trend, the general currently the general view of. If there's going to be a risk on environment, which it does seem now suddenly is going to be very highly likely, South Africa with an upside of 26%, I think it's still, you know, at current levels very attractive.
You're just like one of those analysts. You over-exaggerate all the time. You said it was going to be 40 seconds in order to put your put your point across, and it was double that. Let's have a look at the spot prices now. Dollar rand is 15.26, British pound against the rand is 20.39, and the euro rand is 18.17, with the euro dollar 119.05. That dollar just slips sliding away. Dow Jones is down 0.5%. It's ahead of Thanksgiving, of course. S&P down about 0.4%, and the Nasdaq is flat on the day. On to commodities now. The gold price, 1812. It was below 1800 at one stage around about 24 hours ago. It's still looking fairly precarious, but maybe this is a recovery asset class for 2021. Who would have thought? It was 2075 at one stage in 2020. Yeah. Look at it now, 1812. Can you believe it?
Stunning.
Yeah, the platinum price.
I do think that this is in my opinion.
Yes.
Over the shorter term. A opportunity rather than a threat. You mentioned the dollar earlier. The dollar slipped sliding away downward. I think one thing you haven't mentioned is we've just seen, literally hot off the press, we've just seen the dollar index drop below 92. So this is I think very interesting. They've been protecting that 92 level for many weeks now. And it does seem like if it's going to drop below this 92, that 90 levels is highly, highly likely. I'm just dumbfounded to see, you know, the gold price, you know, at the 1800 levels.
In other words, something's not quite right. Either the dollar's wrong or the gold price is wrong. One of the two. And I think it's probably the gold price is wrong. So therefore, we can't say this, of course, but it looks like an opportunity if you are bullish of gold. The platinum price is 967. Where's palladium, please, Skulk?
Palladium a little bit softer today, trading at 2,334.
Certainly not soft as West Texas crude, because it's up another 0.8% today to $45.28 per barrel. And Brent crude oil is getting, it's closing in on $50 a barrel, for goodness sake.
Crazy.
This was
crazy.
This was a negative number at one stage during a particular financial engineering mishap earlier this year. But anyway, it's $48.26, which is up 0.8%. And incidentally, West Texas up 1.1% on the day. Let's have a look at some of the movers on the JSE today, if I can, Skunk, before we close this down. You've written your last report of the year. It seems a little bit early, but anyway, because it's only the 25th of November. But that's up to you. I suppose you've worked hard. You've worked relatively hard all year.
My crystal ball has been so bad. I can't even write reports in it. For weeks in the ball.
Well, then don't talk about it. Then if you can't write, then don't talk about it. Royal Bafokeng Platinum up 7.2% today. Pan African Resources up 7.2%. Investec Limited, great performance, up 4.5%. Redefine, the property company, up 4.4%. And another property company, Fortress A, up 4.33%. On the downside, that perpetual volatile stock, Hammerson, down 4.75%, Vivo down 3.8%, Standard Bank a 2.6% loser, Montauk down 2.5%, and Capitec, another bank in the red, down 2.33%. What about the indices on this Wednesday, on this interesting Wednesday? Please, Skulk, what were the closing prices?
Besides property index, SA Property Index, it's funny that you should start there, but the SA Property Index, that's up 2.7%. If you strip out the property index, it was a fairly boring day in terms of movements. You know, we've gotten so used to big moves, you know, lately that, you know, when you look at the JSE All Share, that closed at 57,742. That is pretty much unchanged for today.
Yes.
A little bit softer. The resource index, that is trading, you know, literally 7 basis points stronger. Industrial index, that is trading 36 basis points weaker. And the financial index, that is down 29 basis points. So very, very slow movement. Yet I think the value traded went too bad. We're looking at a 23 billion day. So
nice.
It's a fairly active day for market to not, you know, pretty much go sideways. I actually like that. I think that's a positive sign.
Very good. Thank you very much, Skulk. Skulk Lowe is a portfolio manager at PSG Wealth in the Western Cape. That was the 5 o'clock shadow. And Skulk will be back with me tomorrow morning for the opening. The views and opinions expressed in these podcasts are those of Lindsay Williams and various contributors and do not reflect the policy, position, or opinion of any other agency, organization, employer, or company associated with strictlybusinesspodcast.com. Assumptions made on the analyses are not reflective of the position of any other entity other than the speaker or the author. And since we are critically thinking human beings, these views are always subject to change, revision, and rethinking at any time. Please do not hold us to them in perpetuity.